Under the Scope.
Hey, Scope fans, Jared, Shane, and my daughter in the back. Content-heavy Scope time, Jared.
Yeah, we're back at it in 2017.
Exactly. We are...
We got shredded abs and we're ready.
we're fresh off of just watching the latest Lego movie, Jared, entitled...
The Lego Batman movie.
Yeah. It's a pseudo-sequel to the Lego movie that came out a couple of years ago.
It's also a pseudo-sequel to every other Batman film.
Yes. This is the maybe the first real Batman that tackles the question, why is Batman the way he is, and actually answers it.
Yeah.
This film stars the voice talents of Will Arnett from the original Lego Batman movie, but it adds a bunch of additional characters and famous people, Jared. Why don't you... Buzz through that list.
Oh, I don't know if I'm going to remember them all, but...
You're going to remember most of them.
Prominently, you've got Michael Cera as Dick Grayson slash Robin.
Mm-hmm.
Who played it, Alfred?
Ralph Fiennes.
Did he also... He must have also done his Voldemort voice. I would be guess. Would be not be surprised if he didn't.
I didn't see it, but I would not be surprised as well.
They've already got him in studio. Rosario Dawson as Barbara Gordon. Hector Elizondo as Jim Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting that they're just, I guess, saying that the Gordon family is a Latino family.
Yes, there
that's
you go.
Cool.
We've got Zach Galifianakis.
Yes, as the Joker.
Yes. You've got cameos from the original Lego movie. Superman played by,
I don't remember who did it.
21 Jump Street muscle guy. Channing Tatum. There we go.
Did he do Superman? Okay.
Yes. Adam Levine is in there. Jonah Hill pops in, I believe.
Billy Dee Williams as Two-Face.
Yes.
So, yeah.
What's-her-face the redhead, who... from The Office.
It's a really strange
From The Office
name,
and Kimmy Schmidt. What's her name?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Her.
Yeah, we're really good. We're very, very well prepared. The movie directed by, is it Adam McKay?
Yeah, I think so.
Who is connected to Will Ferrell, correct?
Yes.
I mean, he's like a producing
partner.
They
do a lot of stuff. So, and it's produced by the same people who did the first Lego movie.
There we go.
And I believe they're doing the Ninjago one, too. They're not directing it, but they're busy doing... are they doing... Which Marvel film are they working on now, though? Phil Lord and the other guy.
I don't know.
I think they're working on one.
Is it the Ant-Man sequel?
Maybe.
I don't know. That would make sense, because Adam McKay directed that, too, didn't it?
Anyway. No, it wasn't Adam. Adam McKay helped write that one. Right. It was Peyton something.
Okay.
Well, anyway, we're off track. We're talking about the Batman, Lego Batman movie.
Color me embarrassed, Jared.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the story is essentially Batman doing his thing, but Batman likes to do things on his own.
He's a loner.
He's not connected, and that hurts everyone in his life, whether it be Alfred, whether it be this new orphan that sort of appeared in his life, but most especially the Joker. The Joker wants him to admit that they are archenemies and they are connected by hate or... dislike, or a bond that only two strong personalities can have.
Yeah, and when it turns out that Batman admits to the Joker that he doesn't care about the Joker, not at all. He doesn't care about anyone. The Joker is completely hurt, and our story then fully goes into motion as Joker concocts a plan to get himself exiled to the Phantom Zone. And you know what? A lot of bad guys are in the Phantom Zone, so you can probably guess what's coming.
Yes, it is. That part of the movie is... probably the closest connective tissue you have to the original Lego movie, where you kind of have this cross-pollinization of different movie characters and TV characters and ideas. So the movie ends up not being just Batman characters.
Correct.
But trust me, there are a lot of Batman characters in this film. From
all of them.
Yes, probably from all of them.
And you might think some are made up, but hey, it's worth the Google.
Yes. And that's the interesting thing about this film is that it takes all of the Batman lore into account and puts it out there in kind of a fun, creative way. I think that's sort of the story of Lego anyway.
It pretty much acknowledges every Batman film that's happened. It acknowledges a lot of the comic book continuity. It's
the
just
movie
the world,
continuity. The TV
world
show
of Batman
continuity.
is all inclusive.
Yeah, it is. It's clever. If you know that stuff, you will enjoy the movie more.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, it'll shoot by in a flash. But I'm sure there will be other things that you will appreciate.
If you at all remarked on the goofy Bane accent from Dark Knight Rises,
yes.
I think you'll be happy.
I don't know if the audience was just a bit sullen or...
It was a bunch of kids. They don't know.
But Jared and I were probably laughing the most.
Yeah.
Because we pretty much caught every single joke.
We picked all... I don't know if we caught every single one. There's a density to some of the jokes. There's a lot of throwaway lines that I'm sure I missed references here and there.
Yes.
But, you know, if you're astute, you'll catch a lot of them and you'll laugh at a lot of them.
The thing that I saw, which I don't know if it was particularly funny, but one of the movies that was being advertised in Gotham City was for a movie called Two Shades of Grey.
I missed that one.
That was on.
This movie coming out the same weekend as the sequel to 50 Shades of Grey, entitled 50 Shades Darker.
Yes. We've got this Batman film. We've talked about it.
Yes.
Generally speaking, but let's talk about how we felt about it. We'll start with you, Jared.
Oh, thanks.
A lot of pressure.
From a straight entertainment aspect, it's a win. Definitely a win. There's a lot of jokes. There's a lot of visual humor. It moves at a pretty good pace.
Mm-hmm.
So there aren't really any down points other than when you need to take a break from the frenetic action.
Sure.
It's faithful to the Lego world, and, you know, one of the core pieces to the lore is that you can build stuff. You can build vehicles and devices to help you out with whatever situation. So it really is, you know, it's not just them doing Lego versions of these characters in a regular world. It's them existing in a Lego world.
Yes.
They can change it however they need to do what they need to do. And it's, you know, non-lethal for the most part. Even the kitty cat in the lava was fine.
Yes, they they talk about when they shoot their guns, they make mouth gun sounds.
Yeah, pew, pew, pew.
It's interesting because when you're watching this movie, you're always thinking, like, on the other side of one of these Lego walls, you might have some of the characters from the original Lego movie doing their own thing in their own little world.
Yeah.
And then every once in a while, these things cross over to create this bigger world. But I would say maybe the only weakness of this film is the fact that it is a Batman movie in the sense that we know a lot about Batman.
Yeah.
And it's a story that, while fleshed out in this film, has been told. You know, the dark loner. I mean, that's the whole concept of Batman.
And not just in Batman films, in a lot of films. The plot is fairly conventional.
Yes.
Maybe some of the mechanics that get through some of the story beats are fresh and interesting, but, you know, you've seen the story before.
Yeah.
So it's not anything new there.
And you will
see
it again, Jim.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a story
There are only so many stories you can tell, but the key is that they execute it very well for the most part.
Agreed. Audrey, did you have a favorite part of this film?
I don't know. I liked it all.
She liked it all.
All of it.
So that's a perfect rating for my daughter.
All right.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jared. I think that the movie was executed well. I don't know if there were surprises necessarily, but it was cleverly written. If, like I said earlier, if you like Batman and you know the lore of Batman, it is a very rich, deep movie.
Yeah. And if you're the sort of person who likes comedy that's couched, or not really couched, but just replete with references and little puns and all kinds. I mean, there's just a lot of jokes to take in this one.
And if you like
both
80s
subtle
music,
and unsubtle,
you like 80s music, it's in there. So it's like they spoke to me.
I think that's both a nod, or that's the creators getting their little voice in there, probably,
sure.
But also something for the parents to enjoy.
Exactly. Well, we've covered it terrifically, Jared.
Yes, our chins are well lit, but the rest of us is not.
And by the way, it looked great. It was animated. I mean, I have to say that the Lego style of film, you know, I mean, you really can't say much about it. It sort of looks like a stop motion film, but done.
Yeah,
in a certain style. I mean, I guess that's something I can.
The way it's rendered is, yeah, the character animation is very choppy, but it's, you know, it's meant to mimic, you know, what a kid might produce if he were making a stop motion video with his Legos.
Exactly.
Although on a much higher end scale.
A super budget.
And the rendering just looks basically flawless. I mean, they look like real Legos, which is really, really cool.
That's the key.
So, I mean, computer graphics are just, especially when it comes to stuff with hard surfaces and stuff like that, it's just so good right now. There's really, what is going on here?
I don't know.
We've got a slowpoke in front of us who's taking the slowest right turn in the world.
People in the bus.
I don't care. Strap them down. Anyway.
Yes.
It looks good is what we're saying.
I mean, we've talked about this with other movies. We've gotten to the point with special effects now that it's like you can't even comment on how great they look because, generally speaking, they always look great.
Right.
If it looks bad, then you comment on it. If it looks good, it's almost a non-starter.
There you go.
So the last thing we need to do, because it's been a long time since we've actually had a movie review, Jared, but I think there's the issue of the scope
there
score.
There is a scope score. It is a 0 to 4 star scale if you're new to the pod. And we go in quarter star increments like our like Star Search in the days of yore.
Like Star Search.
So
let's mull it over.
The scope score is 3 1/4 stars.
So we're at 3 1/4 stars. I know we hepped it with praise, Jared.
Yes.
But the reality is a 4-star rating is a movie maybe you go back and watch it over and over again. Maybe I watch this movie one more time.
I've heard that somewhere before,
yeah.
I wonder.
I just took it right from you. But you didn't
in the
say
part
it.
That I cut out. Dang it.
But yes, I think kids are going to love it. I think if you're a superhero fan, you're going to love it.
Yeah.
And I mean, maybe I'm closer to a 3.5 star on this,
sure.
on this film.
I mean, it's a very, very good film, and you'll definitely enjoy it solidly at least once.
A terrific addition to the Lego building universe. My guess is we will see another Batman film.
Probably.
I don't really know what else they could do with it, but because they've put everything in the kitchen sink in this already, but it's the
now
Lego.
He's got a family now. You never know.
It's the Lego movie.
Did I spoil it? It's a Lego movie.
So, Jared, tell everyone how they can communicate with us, comment about this review, or anything scope-related.
The best thing to do is you go online to the Lego Design Studio, and you make a custom message out of Legos, and then you send us the parts list, and we will order the parts, get the parts in after a couple days, we'll assemble your special message, and we'll read it.
Perfect.
And we'll be happy. Or, if that's too much work, you can like, comment, and subscribe.
That's it.
That is it.
One or the other.
Really?
One or the other.
Bye, Hawkers out.
So there we go. Batman, Lego Batman movie. Go see it. Make sure you check out the scope and all the upcoming content we've got coming towards you. It's going to be huge. It's going to be a huge 2017.
Dude, my thumb is huge. Wide angle lens, making things big.
So for Jared, Audrey, I'm Shane. This has been the scope. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And until next time, bye for now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying adios. Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.